pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You know, coming up on the show today, we're going to talk with Becky O'Connell from Kearney Swim as they get ready for a state for the Tri-Cities. Now, this is obviously, Daddy, not the biggest event as far as numbers for the area. But still, the last couple of years, the Tri-Cities has actually made a little noise. Now, I'm looking at the numbers this year, and they don't look quite as high as the last couple of years. So we'll talk to Becky and see how the sport is doing and how state rolls and how they look. I know they've got some folks there that are hoping to bring home some medals, so we'll talk to her in the second half of the show. But, you know, I was thinking all day today, all morning this morning, you know, I would sure like to come in today and play, you know, Husker coach or name in the phone book.
Really?
Yeah, but it's Troutman's Tuesday trivia, so we're not going to play it.
It is Tuesday Troutman's trivia, and we've got a good one for you already lined up.
That's good. That's good. Also coming up on the program today, I don't know. I got nothing. I'm not going to lie. I got nothing. It's tweener day. So, you know, what do you got?
Well, Douglas, I'm interested this weekend on Saturday as the number one and number two teams in the country will meet in Memphis and Tennessee. And I think it's so great for Tennessee and Bruce Pearl to have the positive publicity light on them as the negative one continues to remain on Philip Fulmer and his football team, along with a number of football teams around the nation in South Carolina, Alabama, Florida State putting themselves on probation. Tennessee's punter has been arrested for DUI and suspended for the first five games for his fourth alcohol-related incident in the last 6 months. His first three, I believe, were within a 12-day span.
Well, you know, you see, you get nailed the first time, and then you're kind of depressed. So then you get nailed the second time, and then you're PO'd.
But see, Doug, that's where the misconception is, because alcohol is a depressant. When you're depressed, you should not turn to alcohol.
Oh. I should quit drinking at lunch directly after this show? Is that what you're saying?
Thank you for that moral bit, Daddy.
Yeah. Any time I can.
When it comes to morality, I always go to Daddy's homepage.
Just shedding a little light, but
maybe we can get that on the blog this week. You know, Daddy's morality, the stance on morality from Daddy on the Doug and Daddy blog at ESPNSuperstation.com.
But Douglas, in off season, Nebraska's had their share of stuff going in the football program over the years, but I do not remember an off season where every day it seems to be another team and somebody else suspending players this time of year. You know, from spring football or even the fall season. You know, Tennessee's punter ranked third in the nation a year ago. Kid's got a bright future kicking in the NFL. He did have a bright future. Now will anybody take a chance? Because that's the last thing you need in the NFL, to have your punter be a real pain in your ass.
Idiot kickers.
I mean, you know, seriously. You know why Kyle Larson stuck around the NFL for as long as Kyle Larson stuck around the NFL?
Well,
because he goes about his business.
He's not an idiot.
That's exactly right. You don't hear and see things, you know, about punters and kickers, you know, that, well, Janikowski may be a rare exception, but we haven't heard anything about him for, you know, 3 or 4 years now of doing the absurdly stupid. But nonetheless, you know, here's a kid that, boy, you got a chance to make a lot of money. Just another year. You got 1 year left. Now you're suspended the first 4 or 5 games of the season. And you're going to have to do a whole bunch of other stuff to get back in your teammates' good graces. What a shame. And that's ridiculous. Here you sit in February, spring football a month away. And, you know, what do you really have to look forward to? The second half of your senior season when you've been third in the nation overall at 43.9 yards a punt and, you know, first in the SEC the last 2 years?
You're pretty distraught over this whole thing.
Why? What are you doing? Get it together. Figure it out. I mean, you know, it's from the middle of February. You got so much great basketball going on around you. And it was interesting today because I kind of got on this Tennessee kick because I picked up the USA Today. They've got the Hoops Highway drove across the state of Tennessee, number Interstate 40 it is, and it starts clear out by the Mississippi River on the western side and has Memphis over there. But as you go across the state, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 teams, and obviously Duke and North Carolina are givens to be in that.
But it's through Tennessee and into Carolina.
Through Tennessee and into Carolina, yes. And Memphis, Nashville, of course, with Vanderbilt knocking off and just pistol-whipping Kentucky like they did last week, on to Knoxville and then UNC Asheville. And Asheville catches people's attention because they've got the tallest player in the country. That 7'7", 360-pound guy. Interesting player. Interesting player.
Shane Ping?
No, it's not Shane Ping.
Oh, okay.
Then it goes on to Winston-Salem, Wake Forest, UNC Greensboro, Chapel Hill, Durham, and then it ends with UNC Wilmington, who happens to be third in the Colonial. But a lot of great basketball being played along that eastern seaboard. But it's coming down to 1-2 this weekend.
Saturday night, 8 o'clock right here, ESPN Radio.
Well, they both got to survive Wednesday night contests
as
well.
You got to hope they do, actually. You want 1-2. Very rare in basketball.
Memphis at Tulane, and Tennessee actually hosts Auburn. So both have to get by those games, but will be prohibitive favorites nonetheless and expect to do that.
Also, Kansas State has to get by Nebraska.
Yeah.
The Huskers are 11th in the Big 12 Conference. Had they picked up the last two wins, of which they were ahead and played Missouri, came all the way back, got it to overtime, lost, and then were ahead of Iowa State, holding them to 12 points in the first half or 11 points, whatever it was, and lost that one, they would be in 5th in the Big 12 Conference. That just shows you the swing. The two games that Nebraska should have won, they lost, and they're in 5th, and now they're in 11th. And the RPI of, I believe, the next 5 opponents, 4 of them are in the top 40 in the country. Nighty night.
And Michael Beasley is
funny.
The one that's...
And it's funny to listen to Doc Sadler. You know, not funny, but, you know, he's truthful. He comes out yesterday at Big 12 weekly press conference and just flat out admitting Nebraska is not good. They ask him what sets apart some of the Big 12 teams at the top, and he goes, I'll tell you, you know, you got Kansas, you got Texas, you got Texas A&M, you got Kansas State. They all got two guys that are going to the NBA. He goes, the rest of us don't have guys that are going to the NBA. They got guys that are going to the NBA.
That separates you, a little bit of talent.
Well, no kidding. Huskers tomorrow night on ESPN, the Deuce, against K-State.
Now, Michael Beasley had 40 points and 17 rebounds versus Missouri. And that's who Nebraska gets. You know, they can't stop people from Iowa State that has nobody going to the NBA.
You know what's amazing to me? I've never known a Beasley that could score at the Devaney, so I got a good idea.
Nice burn.
I got a good idea that the Huskers are going to lay the whoopeth down to one Beasley.
Oh, no. Not going to. Not. That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. This Beasley will go off in the Devaney Center. He became the first Kansas State player ever to record 2 games with 40 points and more than 10 rebounds.
You want me to wait till tomorrow to pick the Huskers for the straight-out win?
This is about when they
do. You want
to
go to the game tomorrow?
No.
Why?
I'm not going to see that product. I'm not going to see a team that does what they did last
Saturday.
Well,
you won't go see a winner either. So, I mean, I was just asking. So you don't give me that I won't go see that product because you won't go see an unbeaten team. So
yes, I would.
No, you won't.
If Kansas goes,
would
love to see some great basketball.
Not what okay. Well, I knew you wanted to talk a little basketball today, and it has really kind of spiced things up with bracketology the last few years, with this becoming a common web type of deal to keep a look on from really Christmas time all the way until the day of the tournament. And of course, ESPN has been pretty close the last couple of years and getting their picks done. And now a variety of other folks are out there on different websites making their picks. And as of yesterday, according to ESPN, Their number one seeds were, no surprise, Memphis, Kansas, Tennessee, and Duke.
Interesting, interesting. That would be a logical. Other teams on the right outside of that would be obviously UCLA, North Carolina, who's playing without Tyler Lawson, who did they did manage to go 3-1 without him here lately. But nonetheless, I think and then you get down to Texas would be the next team in logical order, the big win last night over A&M. But, Doug, do you realize the eighth-ranked team in the country is Butler? The eighth-ranked team in the country is Butler. Did they have them as a two-seed?
You know who started that tradition, don't you?
Yeah, I know.
Right now, Joe Lunardi has Butler as the five-seed.
Okay.
Going to Tampa to play Kent State, which wouldn't be a bad draw.
No, I would think.
And then being in with Louisville and in Kansas's bracket in the West.
You know, they're 24-2.
But they're never gonna give the love to these mid-majors. I mean, Drake is kind of the same story. They're never going to be anywhere that they need to be.
You're right. But Butler has no chance of winning a national title. I mean, there's a lot of teams that sit at eight. I mean, I think if you go down, Texas gets hot at the right time, I think they can win a national title. I mean, Stanford gets hot at the right time. They got bookend seven-footers. I think they can win a national title. Wisconsin, I think they can win a national, you know.
I can't wait to see your bracket.
Well, no, I mean, logically, you can make a case for a lot of these teams. Georgetown's made a great run the last couple of years. I think they can win a national title. Butler, zero chance. 0.00 chance Butler can win a national title.
Here's an email, DougAndDaddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Email, DougAndDaddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. What do you mean Butler can't win a national title? Signed George. George Mason.
They did not win a national title. That was, you know what, perhaps. They made a run, but they could, zero
they
chance.
They made it to the finals.
Zero.
That's good enough.
0% chance.
You're probably 1%. 1%
zero.
Chance. 1% chance.
If you're looking at odds for these teams in Vegas.
0% chance.
Memphis 3.
Nebraska. 1% chance.
Well, okay. Point something. But, I mean, if you're looking at odds, Memphis, Tennessee, North Carolina, Duke, 5-1. Kansas 6-1, UCLA 8-1, Texas 10-1, Butler 250-1. That's what you're going to get. I mean, obviously, if you could just slot the top 25, you got to take some regional considerations in all this. And many people think with the Quest Center hosting those early first round games, it looked to be like they would try and get a team like Creighton in there. Well, they've screwed that deal up.
Yeah.
So now you're looking
at the tournament.
So now they got to win the tournament to get in, and if they do get in, they will probably be it's going to be a dark deal for them because they're going to be a very very low seed and have to have some great competition, and you know I think now the general feeling is Kansas in the Midwest will be that number one seed. Is that where obviously got Kansas going to Omaha?
Well, yeah, for Joe Lunardi in bracketology, his Omaha bracket. In the Midwest, he would have, you start with Kansas. So in the West region, Kansas and Portland State, who right now leads the Big Sky Conference, and then Rhode Island and Mississippi State in that 8-9 matchup. And then also in Omaha, but in the Midwest bracket, Drake, a number 5 seed, taking on Oregon. Interesting. That means Oregon would get to play in the Quest Center for the second time this year. And, of course, Drake would also have played there once. And Wisconsin taking on Oral Roberts coming out of their conference. Now, that's where it gets real sketchy when you get to the conference winners. Who knows where they're going to throw these people. But to Oral Roberts at least being in the vicinity of the Midwest coming to Omaha, that's who he has. Now, you know, our friend Tony Chapman, who has sent us an email, who has his own bracketology site on the web, at HuskerHoopsCentral.com, says that he's got the same number one seeds, not hard to choose. But the guys that he has coming to Omaha, he has Kansas playing Portland State and Mississippi State playing Syracuse is who he has. And then his other Omaha pod, he's got Drake playing Davidson and Baylor playing Michigan State. He's got Baylor as a 12 seed coming in. I like that.
Really?
I'd rather see that, by the way.
I find it interesting because I actually, Fox Sports had one put out this morning that I looked at, and I always just check out the Omaha deal to see what teams, you know, projected. It's interesting because Kansas and Mississippi State are in everybody's, and I don't know what the Mississippi State connection would be. Or I don't know how everybody agrees on
obviously
on this,
you're looking at your SEC, and Tennessee's number one in the Midwest, so you've got to find somebody. I mean, that's where it all starts. You take your higher seed, by the time you get, well, Mississippi State's about a 9. Well, we can't put them in the Midwest and meet up with Tennessee in the second round, so we can't put them here, so that's why. But something that I think would be a little more interesting is I look at the East. They have Gonzaga playing USC in the East in Raleigh. This just in, why wouldn't you have Gonzaga and USC come to Omaha and the winner get Kansas? Now there's a matchup.
Interesting enough. Actually, the deal I saw had obviously one of those small conference winners in Morgan State, I believe, was who was playing Kansas, and Mississippi State was taking on, I believe, one of the other teams you said. But nonetheless, people are going to get an opportunity to see some exciting basketball, and you're not going to have to go very far to do it.
Denver, Daddy, also is hosting. So, you know, it's 2.5 to Omaha, basically, to the Quest, and it's four and a half by the time you got to Denver. And they have Kansas State playing Virginia Commonwealth and Indiana playing Syracuse in the Denver bracket on one side. And the other side, they've got Washington State playing Davidson and Notre Dame as the fourth seed playing Cornell. That's right, Notre Dame above Butler and Drake.
Where does our friend have the Butler, the 8-ranked Bulldogs?
Tony Chapman has Butler. Dun, 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 dun. I'm looking.
Didn't have them in the tournament. No, I'm just kidding.
He has them as a 3 seed playing Cornell out of the Ivy League. Let's take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Is it too early to start talking NCAA basketball? I don't think so. I think this is about the right time to start talking NCAA basketball.
I think it's definitely the right time, especially when we can't talk Nebraska basketball.
Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is coming up. Becky O'Connell is going to join us to talk about the state swim meet. And all that and more is coming up right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation with the Doug and Daddy Show, where their motto is...
If you can't be an athlete, be an athletic supporter.
Lips Printing Service has now made things even easier for our customers. Place your orders online with ease at lipsprintzone.com. This state-of-the-art website is your 24-hour link to Lips Printing Service. Place orders, get estimates, access your account, view current proofs, and upload new projects anytime, day or night. It has never been easier to get your printing needs completed at lipsprintzone.com. Done right, on time, one customer at a time. Lips Printing Service of Kearney.
HastingsLink.com.
HastingsLink.com?
HastingsLink.com.
Link what? What is it?
HastingsLink.com.
Like L-I-N-K?
Wouldn't you like a website that had local news, up-to-the-minute local weather, local sports, plus all the national news, business news, and entertainment news you need? It's out there. It's HastingsLink.com, your complete local information site. You can even post a free classified that'll be looked at by people around here, not in some other state. Check it out. HastingsLink, L-I-N-K.com. Your link to Hastings.
The high school basketball postseason continues tonight on our network of stations. On ESPN 1460, the Kearney High girls battle Columbus, tip-off at 6. On ESPN 1550, the Adams Central girls battle Lexington, tip-off at 8. On 1230 KHAS, the Hastings girls will battle York, tip-off at 7. On the Breeze 94.5, it's boys action as St. Cecilia takes on St. Paul. And on Power 99, a boys doubleheader, Ravenna Blue Hill at 6, Grand Island Central Catholic Gibbon at 7:45.
Hi, this is Shelley Smith from ESPN. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Nebraska weather pays little heed to our best laid plans. And when plans change, you want to know. Listen for school closing and late start announcements brought to you by Fidelki Heating and Air on the ESPN Radio Superstation whenever weather happens. Or visit us online at ESPNSuperstation.com anytime to view closing or late start information. Just click on the Closings by Fidelki link right there on the ESPN Superstation homepage.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine across the area through the day today as temperatures reach into the mid-40s for a high. Winds out of the northwest will develop this afternoon at 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies and more clearing develops, a low near 1 above, high at 15 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 37.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday edition, as we've been talking a little bit about NCAA basketball. And coming up in the second half of the show, going to talk a little state swimming, and Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is just around the corner. A lot of sub-district basketball was played last night. No real big-time surprises. Got to see a couple of very competitive games of myself, and what a way to lose your season for Loup City. Blue Hill
three-pointer
hits the three at the horn and wins the ball game 53-50.
Disappointing end. It's going to be a sick feeling. If you're going to lose that game, lose it by 12, 14, 18 points.
I think that's
so bad going home.
I think that's the sixth game Loup City has lost by 3 points or less this year, including overtime games. And it was kind of funny because I talked with Coach Paul Henry before that ball game, and we were talking about it, and I'd already seen a couple of them that we happened to cover. Just a couple of weeks ago, they played Centura overtime. They were down big and came back and sent it to overtime and ended up falling by one. And we were talking about that, and with 3.8 seconds, they come out of the final timeout as they're getting ready to walk back on the floor. Loup City's back on the floor. Blue Hill is getting ready to come out of the timeout. We're at Kearney High, and I look up from my book, and Coach Henry's just looking right at me, smiling, going, here we go again. Here we go again. It's just unbelievable. Well, more excitement continues tonight. Girls are starting to get involved. The A7 begins at Hastings. Kearney and Columbus at 6. Grand Island and North Platte at 7:45. You'll hear the Kearney game on ESPN 1460. On ESPN 1550 tonight, you'll be able to hear the Adams Central Lexington girls, and that is at at UNK and gets underway at 8 o'clock. Holdridge and McCook will play the game before that. McCook eliminated Northwest last night 41-23 in their contest. And then Hastings High will play York tonight, 7 o'clock. And here's another one that makes you scratch your head. Six teams are in this Class B district, and they're playing it at Lincoln North Star. Seward, Crete, Hastings, Schuyler, Aurora, York. Let's go to Lincoln. We're Class B. We need big school gym. So I guess that's what's going on. But you'll be able to hear that game on KHAS, the Hastings York girls. We'll talk about the boys in just a little bit.
Bill from Deschler on the line for you guys.
Good morning, Bill. What's going on?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Well, glad to hear from you.
Yeah, been a while. Hey, just calling to see who's the sleeper in the NCAA tournament. I want to know what Dougie says and Daddy. And then I'm calling to give the Deschler boys some love. We got a kid here, Jen Scholl, that won the state cross-country championship, and he's on the Journal Star Top 5. Just wanted to see if you guys want to come out and see some basketball tonight. St. Cecilia.
It's going to be a good game. Hey, Bill, thanks for the call.
Hey, Bill, before we let you go, Deschler got a chance to get past Heartland in that district?
You betcha.
Bill, thanks for the call. Yeah, Jens, he's going to be one of those kids that hopefully gets some consideration for Athlete of the Year on some of the things he's done the last couple of years. And Deschler, obviously the Dragons, very, very good, and they have built themselves a tradition down there. And they're going to come up against Heartland, two teams that are very good, but in the wild card standings, you got to hope that things fall the way to get them in. But then you got Ravenna and Central Catholic there. There's not a lot of room for wild cards in C2.
No, and I believe you mentioned those four teams. I believe they're in the top five of the wild cards.
I believe so, yes. So, at Hastings St. Cecilia tonight, as Bill mentioned, let me pull that bracket up here real quick. It doesn't matter really where you go. There's going to be a lot of good basketball being played. And tonight at St. Cecilia, Heartland is taking on Thayer Central, and Sutton will be taking on Deschler, 6 and 7:45, and then all those sub-district finals are on Thursday night. And then he wanted to know, Daddy, maybe a sleeper for the NCAA tournament. It's kind of early, and from time to time, when I'm watching a game or hearing somebody talk about somebody, I go, That's somebody I got to keep in mind. And then, of course, by the next day, I forget.
Well, you know, I go back to everybody dissing the Big Ten and Tom Izzo and the Big East and, you know, teams like a Syracuse or a team like a Michigan State. This year, a team that I thought would fall to pieces last Saturday night versus Michigan State at home with what was going on with their coach and Calvin Sampson, to watch Indiana rally around their coach and put all that behind them and go out and dominate a Big Ten opponent in Michigan State, I think Indiana's got a chance to make some noise, you know, if they can keep that edge. And I know they've got to do that for over a month, and they've got to keep their coach hired for over a month. And they may not be able to do that, but I think that's an interesting team.
I look at maybe a couple of teams. I think Ohio State's a very interesting team. They're listed as a 10 seed if the tournament started today. And if you're looking at a true, true wild card, you know, there's a couple of teams out there I've watched this year, and sometimes you scratch your head and go, what in the world? And then you see that they're doing very well. You want to throw some teams out there that are in that 8, 9, 10 area. You look at, I think you start in the Pac-10, supposedly a very, very tough conference, with UCLA, Washington State, and Stanford up there. So maybe you look at a team that's been in the wars, and one of those teams might be a team that Nebraska beat, Arizona State. They're down there as one of the last Pac-10 teams to get in. And you look at an Arizona State, maybe a couple other teams that you might want to look at, Maryland. Maryland, when they decide they want to play, can be very good, but sometimes that you don't play a conference team to look out. And maybe West Virginia. A lot of people were high on them at the beginning of the year, and they've kind of haven't had the same love after a couple of thumpings that they've received.
Well, Douglas, you mentioned Nebraska beating Arizona State. Arizona State's actually a team that's beaten Stanford in overtime by about 4 or 6 points. I believe it was like 72-66 or something in overtime. Interesting how Nebraska could beat Arizona State. Now, granted, the game was in Lincoln, but to go beat Stanford and those 7-footers, you know, and picking a wild card, does it have to be outside the top three seed? I mean, you got to have parameters for that. I mean, Stanford could be a wild card because I think if you're going to pick a true national, I mean, if you said, who's going to win the national title? Well, I think if your argumentative purposes, every logical person would go with one of those top four seeds or four or five seeds, four or five, six teams in the country. Would that put Stanford in there? I think they're an interesting team as well.
Time for Troutman's Tuesday trivia.
My question's blown up now.
Is it?
That's blown up.
You don't like your question anymore?
Well, no, I'd say just see that. You like it, Derek?
Sure, why not? If I don't think people are listening to us and watching that at the same time, buddy.
Daddy thought he had a great trivia question. And then
I think it's good.
Then with ESPN, it was. And then ESPN was on the background, and it just showed his trivia question. And that's not even where he got it.
No.
It's not even where he got it. So you want a different trivia question? That's fine. We can come up with a different trivia question. We can hold off on Troutman's and come up with a different trivia question.
SportsCenter stealing Daddy's thunder.
Are you sad?
Well, we could try it.
Well, it's your question, and, you know.
Well, I thought it was so witty. I found it in a little tidbit of this article I was reading, and I thought, ooh, that's a good one. It happens to be Tuesday. I'll burn the general public with that. But now, damn SportsCenter.
All right, so this will not be the trivia question. It was going to be.
It was going to be. Tennessee will be the third state to have the top two teams in the rankings play one another.
Memphis and Tennessee from the same state, 1 and 2. This would be the third time that's ever happened.
Two other states this has happened.
North Carolina.
North Carolina would have been the unanimous one that people would have got, obviously, with Duke and North Carolina. You would have figured somewhere along the line they would have been rated number one and number two when they played. Now, the other one, Douglas, I tried you during the break, and obviously one
you said it wasn't a long time ago, and it actually was, like in 61 or something, wasn't it?
Oh, maybe I was. Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. I did mislead you. But yes, California, Texas, Florida.
Yeah.
It's actually Ohio. And Ohio State and Cincinnati were 1 and 2.
All right.
When they show it on TV, it doesn't do us any good here.
We'll scratch up another trivia question, and we're going to talk a little state swimming and a little bit more basketball. You got an email for us, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Go to our poll question, the Prairie Hills Poll and One on ESPNSuperstation.com. What event did you enjoy the most this past weekend? Daytona 500, state wrestling, storm hockey, NBA All-Star Game, or something different? Go on and check it out now, our Prairie Hills Poll and One question. Daytona 500 has kind of taken over the lead after an early state wrestling yesterday. So go on, vote today, and love to see what your thoughts are. We will take a break and come back after this.
Something wrong, sir? I will not tolerate this flagrant mockery of my intelligence.
Neener, neener, neener. Doug and Daddy will be right back to further insult your intelligence.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month's supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-548-5910. That's 1-800-548-5910. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-548-5910. 1-800-548-5910. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Why pay too much for your next pre-owned car or truck? Since 1981, Carney Auto Sales on East Highway 30 has earned a reputation for selling quality vehicles at affordable prices. Looking for a Chevy Suburban? Come see this 2003 LS 4x4 for just $13,500. How about a 2004 Jeep Grand Cherokee? 53,000 miles that's sure to please, only $12,900. At Carney Auto, you can rent a car for just $19.95 a day or use your tax refund to buy here and pay here too. Open weekdays till 6 and Saturday till 4 or call for details.
It's the Nebraska Lottery's 15th anniversary. Since 1993, all 93 Nebraska counties have benefited from projects funded by Nebraska Lottery proceeds. To celebrate, the 15th anniversary spectacular scratch ticket offers a chance to win $150,000 instantly and more than 25,000 other prizes. So happy anniversary, Nebraska. And you thought we forgot. Nebraska Lottery. Play is good. Go play. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Carney's newest restaurant, Venue, has everything you need and want. The bar has an extensive beer and cocktail selection, large flat-screen TVs that are ideal for watching a sporting event. The business casual atmosphere during happy hour is perfect for gathering with friends. And Venue's menu has everything from delicious pizzas to certified Angus beef. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and happy hour from 4 to 6 weekdays at Carney's newest restaurant, Venue. Located in the Holiday Inn, just off Interstate 80. Venue. Drink, dine, gather.
Hi, this is Shelley Smith from ESPN. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine across the area through the day today as temperatures reach into the mid-40s for a high. Winds out of the northwest will develop this afternoon at 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies and more clearing develops, a low near 1 above, high of 15 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 37.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. And don't forget that Prairie Hills Golf Course, they have their golf simulator and half-price Mondays. It's brand new, $10 per person for 18 holes. Talked again to somebody last night that's been out there, played one of the courses. I can't remember which one he played, but pretty good golfer, and it was very challenging, they said, and they're looking to go back out and play again this week. They really enjoyed it. Very affordable at Prairie Hills Golf Course. Can't get outside here in Nebraska and play golf. Why not enjoy it at Prairie Hills, just 10 miles north of Kearney on Highway 10? And don't forget that coming up next month, March 15th, they're going to have their new member open house. Free snacks, half-price drinks. You can see the new Prairie Hills. Check out the membership options and opportunities. Come meet the new owners, Nick, Kurt, and Curtis. See the new clubhouse. Feel the new attitude at Prairie Hills. It's coming up with the Prairie Hills Golf Course new member open house March 15th, 10 in the morning, 9 at night. And, of course, they're looking forward to seeing you come out. And don't forget, also new at Prairie Hills Golf Course, the half-price Mondays on the golf simulator. And amazing reproduction of a golf round from driving to chipping to putting. Train your game. Test your skill any day. Prairie Hills Clubhouse is open from 8 a.m. to midnight. And now half-price Mondays allow you to play for less. And, of course, great snacks, specials, drinks, whatever you want to enjoy the golf experience at Prairie Hills, just north of Kearney. Well, as we mentioned, it is championship month. The best wrestlers in the state competed at the Quest Center in Omaha last week. Basketball is coming up the next 2 weeks, but this week it is the 2008 State Swimming and Diving Meet coming up at the Devaney Center Pool in Lincoln. The diving competition is Thursday. The prelims for swim is Friday. And then the championships, which are televised by NETV, will be coming up at noon on Saturday. And we are pleased to be joined again on the Doug and Daddy Show by the head coach at Kearney High, Becky O'Connell. Coach, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, glad to have you on. I know that you guys at Kearney High and throughout the Tri-Cities are always fired up for swim season and always have a lot of enthusiasm. And I want to know, as we've talked maybe the last couple years about state, and I'm looking at the numbers, and just from the eye view, it seems to be down as far as qualifiers. Is that the case? And maybe why that is, because I know they've had some really, really top-notch swimmers in the Tri-Cities, maybe the best the last two, three, 4 years here.
You know what? Our numbers are down, look down just a teeny bit because our boys just didn't get it done this year. So I'm taking the same amount of girls as we've been taking, but it's just going to be me and the girls this time.
The ladies, and you've got some very good ladies out there that you are taking.
Right, and I am extremely proud of the whole team. We had a lot of freshman boys, and you know that first year for them, they just, you know, they did a great job. They've got a handle on it. They're going to continue to train, and I'll tell you, next year will be a different year for those kids, for the boys.
Becky, does it look like the talent level, and we talk about this every year, narrowing it with its teams in the East and getting a level playing field, it seems like you're kind of behind the eight ball when you get down to a state meet. Are you leveling that playing field at all?
You know, we continue every year. It seems like we chip away a little bit at it. You know, they're always going to have more firepower, and that's just the way it is. And we're semi used to that, I guess. I'm not sure I like it, but we're semi used to it. We will go down there with some of, you know, we've got Mariah Anderson, and we've got a couple of really fast relays. You know, we're going to give it our all.
Becky O'Connell, the head swim coach at Kearney High, is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Now, it does start with the diving competition coming up on Thursday, and we do have a competitor there.
We do, Cecily Panter, and she's a senior for us, has had a really nice season, and has improved all the way to the end, and I am just thrilled to be taking her, and I think that she's going to be at the top of her game and, you know, just do a great job.
Coach, you talk about the relays. You've got a couple relays, and they're a relatively young group, three sophomores and a junior. That's got to be exciting for you.
Well, it is very exciting. Those kids, and two of those kids were at state last year. Lauren Kennedy and Mariah Anderson were both there last year, so they are ready to go. They know what's going on. These other kids, Brennan Andrews and Riley Wilson and Jessica Wolfe, they've been around the block, so this is going to be, especially our 200 and our 400 free relay are going to be awesome races to watch.
Well, I've really helped that Brennan Andrews with the mental side of her swim. I've been working with her individually a little bit, and I think that's really helped her.
Oh, boy.
Oh, have you? Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, so if she seems a little off-kilter at practice today, you'll know why. Becky O'Connell joins us, and I know these kids have been practicing real hard. Talk a little bit about Mariah Anderson before we kind of break down the relays here. Mariah has qualified outside of the relays. What are your expectations for her?
You know, Mariah is going to swim the 50 free and the 100 free. And those are her two races that we've really focused on this year. She's swam a lot of different things for us to help us with the duels and, you know, really helped our win record. But the 50 and the 100 are her choices. We know last year, you know, that 50 race was something. So we're hoping it's a tough race because, you know, it's a start, it's a turn, it's off that wall and a finish. Okay, so it's a tough, you need a perfect race, and that's what we're looking for.
Becky, talk about the amount of time these kids put in because it's just tremendous. When I got to hear, they swim before school, they swim after school, and it all you know pretty much paramounts into this weekend.
It does, and I have to say that these are some of the most dedicated kids. In years past, I start with a certain number and it drops. You know, after those morning practices, kids just say, you know, we just can't handle it. Well, it didn't happen this year. We stayed with our 40, you know, all the way through the season. They practice before school, and then, of course, they put in a full day at school, and then they meet me again at UNK, and there we go again after school. So they have definitely put in the yards. I've got to say that.
Becky O'Connell joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Not getting a chance to really know a whole lot about what's going on with the Grand Island and Hastings swim teams. I know you have seen them. Just kind of from the Tri-Cities perspective, where do you see maybe Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings standing out this weekend?
You know, we compete a lot against those kids, and I see them all year round. Grand Island has kind of a strong overall team, and they've got a few standouts that are going to score for them, and I know their relays are going to be strong. Hastings, it's on the boys' side for them. They've got a strong boys' team, and I believe they have a couple of girls' relays in there, too.
Becky,
so you're going to hear from them. And I'll tell you what, North Platte, I mean, maybe that's out of our listening area, but North Platte has got a strong boys team also.
What is the goal now for your team, as you said, for your girls, as you take them down there? Have you guys talked about a goal right now?
Oh, absolutely. We have goals, you know, during practice. We have goals all the time. Our goals are, what we'd really, really like to see is those two relays, the 200 and the 400, back in the top six. We would like to see that. I believe that we're sitting a little lower than what we'd like right now. So they're going to have to beat some teams, and that's you know, we got our work cut out for us. As far as Mariah goes, her goals, you know, definitely like to have her right up there.
Becky O'Connell.
She's second and third, so we want her right up there. Thank you.
Becky, thanks so much for the time. Best of luck this weekend and a great work throughout this season again.
Okay, thank you for having us.
You bet. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
State swim coming up this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The finals are on NET, and the diving portion goes Thursday, and then swim preliminaries Friday, and the championships coming up on Saturday in Lincoln. So best of luck to all the Tri-City athletes that are headed down to Lincoln for the state swimming and diving meet.
I just shake my head about that swim schedule. These kids literally meet at 5:30 in the morning, swim, go to school, then do it all over again. I don't know any other sport that puts in that much time. And
well, it's exercise. I'll track cross country. Yeah, I mean, you typically don't see guys in the gym at 5:30 shooting hoops. You'll see them doing that. But again, one thing there, you can shoot those at home. You can shoot them in the parking lot. You can't really, you know, swim at home for most people, at least not in a pool the size that you're going to compete in. 1-888-455-ESPN, that's the number you need to know for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, which is coming up right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
And now, here's another in our series of things that happened during the Doug and Daddy Show commercial breaks that you can be glad you didn't hear.
Well, stop licking yourself. That's disgusting.
Makes you look forward to the breaks, doesn't it? People are talking about the Doug and Daddy blog at ESPNSuperstation.com. It's all good.
I'm surprised to hear that because that is new information.
You bet. The Doug and Daddy blog is all about insightful commentary and learned opinions from our dynamic duo.
Yep, can't they talk about
certain controversial issues, pretty much anything they want to talk about.
And of course, you got to talk back.
That story was completely inappropriate.
The Doug and Daddy blog on ESPNSuperstation.com. Let them know what you think.
Is Progressive.com an auto insurance utopia? Well, it can save you hundreds by being the one-stop place to compare Progressive's rates to those of other top companies. What's more, if you have any questions, we offer live phone support 24/7. And if you'd like to picture us with soap opera good looks, then go right ahead. What else would you expect in utopia? Start saving today at Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. That's Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company's affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates available in most states and situations.
I'm Ryan Howard, and this is Practice Pop-Ins.
Heard you guys are getting ready for the season, so I'll snag some Adidas gear from Dick's Sporting Goods. Want some?
Yeah.
Who's the 12? Where's the lefty? It's cool if I work out with you guys today?
Hey, are you guys kind of surprised?
Yeah. Who wants to be a star? Just make it happen.
There you go.
Boy.
Everyone hits cleanup. One thing I learned in college, on a low pitch, that you want to try and swing down to get it to go up. You notice like a game of opposites.
I'm Ryan Howard. Check out the exclusive Adidas baseball gear only at Dick's Sporting Goods.
This is Josh Berge, number 19 of the Tri-City Storm, and you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstations 14, 16, and 1550 AM.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine across the area through the day today as temperatures reach into the mid-40s for a high. Winds out of the northwest will develop this afternoon at 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies and more clearing develops with a low near 1 above, high 15 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 37.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Congratulations, Tri-City Storm. Finally getting off the schneid yesterday, break that six-game losing streak. As Blitzlitler said afterwards, you know, we feel good today. Now we need to, hopefully now they can get something going, and they'll go to Chicago for a pair of games this weekend.
Well, it's one of those deals he also said, this is a time of year for streaks. We've been on a bad one. Let's see if we can get on a roll here and get in that win column again and try and do some good things. That was a pretty good team they played yesterday, too, by the way.
Second shutout of the year.
33 saves for Rock.
Nice game. Rock. Stones them all.
That's right. 33. He said, well, they only really got two good ones at me, and I stopped them. That's all that matters. Good, good, good. Storm pick up the victory. They hit the road this weekend. You know, I don't know if you were paying attention, but you know who's coming to UNK Thursday night?
No.
Regis.
Oh. Look.
Regis is coming. Did you know that?
Did you bring Kelly?
What I know. I'm a big Notre Dame fan. I didn't know Regis was coming in. Apparently two shows, one at 6, one at 8. Didn't know.
The Health and Sports Center.
Do we got tickets to give away to Regis, Derek?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, we'll do that tomorrow. Because we got Troutman's Tuesday trivia today. But Regis is coming. I'm pretty stoked. I'm going to have to swing by there before I go up and do our sub-district final.
It would be a good idea to check him out. You don't get an opportunity.
I hope he brings Kelly.
Yeah, that would be lovely.
All right. UNK basketball, Thursday night. Regis comes in. Hastings men and women are home tomorrow. And tonight, sub-district basketball continues. Here are your boys' matchups. I'll be doing the C29, and on the emphasis on I'll be doing the C29 at Kearney High. Ravenna Blue Hill at 6. Gibbon, Grand Island Central Catholic at 7:45. That is on Power 99 FM. Kearney Catholic is playing Gothenburg tonight. That's at North Platte at 7:45. Southern Valley and Cozad have the first game at 6. C1 action in Grand Island. Minden Centura at 6. St. Cecilia and St. Paul. That should be a dandy at 7:45. At Holdridge, Axtell will take on Amherst, who won a one-pointer last night, and Cambridge will take on Alma. At St. Cecilia tonight, as we told you earlier, Heartland Thayer Central, followed by Deschler Sutton. At Fillmore Central tonight, Clay Center plays Harvard, then it's Exeter Milligan against McCool Junction. At Minden tonight, Kennesaw plays Shelton, followed by Red Cloud and Silver Lake. D1 action tonight at Southern Valley. Elwood plays Arapahoe, and Overton plays Bertrand, the Vikings, and the Eagles. What do you think?
See if they can get it done well.
Broken Bow tonight, Callaway and Arnold. Burwell takes on Anselmo Myrna. And at Ravenna, Pleasanton plays Arcadia, and Litchfield will take on SEM. Columbus tonight, Boone Central plays Columbus. Go to Central City. We'll take on Columbus Lakeview. You'll be able to hear that St. Paul-St. Cecilia game, by the way, on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5.
Douglas, earlier in the show, Bill from Deschler called in, and we had those wild card points, and I said I believed that all four, Ravenna, Grand Island Central Catholic, Deschler, and Heartland, were all in the top five in those. Not true. Deschler sits seventh in the wild card points. Ravenna is one, Heartland three, Central Catholic is four. So they're one through seven. So if you're sitting eighth or ninth, it doesn't look good for you to be going to state if you need a wild card.
Husker sophomore Craig Brester, Big 12 Wrestler of the Week. Jade Meads of UNK, the RMAC, and East and Nebraska Division II Women's basketball player of the week.
It's time for Troutman's Tuesday trivia, Douglas.
It is. It is. You going or am I going?
You're
going
to have to go because I couldn't find anything that lived up to the billing that I had to that first question, and I'm struggling.
Okay, here it is. This is coming out of left field a little bit, but did you know?
No.
Did you know that it actually is warm enough? We were talking about Prairie Hills earlier. Evidently, it's warm enough to be playing, and I guess Parrish, Florida would be one of them. I want to know. Let's see, I got to say Nebraska women's golf team. I was trying to get away without saying this, but the Nebraska women's golf team is playing in their first spring competition, and they are setting in 10th place at the River Wilderness Golf Course. We got people calling already. 1-888-455 ESPN. Ah, darn it. Okay. This Nebraska player had the low first round. And we'll give you a hint. She's from the Tri-Cities. This Nebraska player had the low first round for the Huskers. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. Which Husker started off with the best round? $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. And we have a winner. See, I didn't know. J.C. Stevenson has the lead after the first two rounds of Nebraska golfers. She sets 20th overall at 8 over par, which isn't bad since I'm sure they haven't been anywhere to really play so far this season. So congratulations. We do have a winner, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia.
A bad place to get the season started, though, Parrish, Florida.
Anthony from Kearney knew it.
All right, Anthony. You know, I was at Grand Island last week, and this note to Kearney High. On the way to the hospitality room, at Grand Island, I did pass by. They have huge color photos of all the kids that have went to college. They might all be Nebraska. Holy moly. It's like a pipeline there. Wes Wilkinson. I mean, Stevenson golf, Wilkinson basketball, obviously Kurt Mann and some of the other football players from back in the day. Baseball with Johnny Dorn. That's pretty cool.
A lot of kids going down there, and we just received an email. No, Lumpy, it is not Michelle Patterson. It was J.C. Stevenson. J.C. Stevenson was the winner. She is the leader of the Nebraska women's golf team in Parrish, Florida.
Mark in Minden wants to know, which girls' district final will you be at Friday? Sorry, Mark. It will not be yours. Ravenna and unbeaten Cambridge will be on Power 99 on Friday. Minden, I know, is playing Columbus Lakeview in that game at Grand Island Central Catholic Friday. Minden looking like they have the wild card sewed up. Hopefully a district championship will also be sewed up. A lot of that basketball coming up later on in the week. Also later on in the week, Stanford baseball coach going to join us.
Mark Marquez set to join us. Been there about 30 years, done a remarkable job. Got to Omaha several times. Look forward to speaking with him about the upcoming series of the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Also a variety of other special guests, so keep it here. Doug and Daddy Show, local basketball, collegiate action going on. And, of course, the baseball season. We want to thank Becky O'Connell, swim coach at Kearney High, to talk state swimming and diving, which is coming up this weekend.
A lot of great basketball tonight. Indiana, Purdue, Clemson, Florida State, Oklahoma, Baylor, just among a few. Drake and Bradley, if you're following that, we'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.